Whoa. Do you know what this is?
Hello, good people of the earth. It's Adam here, as I'm afraid poor Key has that damned man flu. Probably through being typically British and sporting summer attire at the first sniff of warm weather, I guess. That lasted long, didn't it? He will actually be joining us with an interview he did with a band called City of Ashes in a short while. But since he isn't here to rant and debate with me as usual, I thought I'd add a new section for this week only. So I present to you shit that's in the news that I could not give a flying fuck about. There's a good amount of it this week. So I guess let's start with Steve Miller. So, as a lot of people probably know, he had a rant after accepting his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but that appears to have all been in vain, as he previously said he would withhold permission for his performance to be aired on TV, but it appears he actually has no class whatsoever and should have just blind not accepted the induction. I previously got into a mini debate with someone on Twitter via our Alt Rock Repeat account, which is at Alt Rock Repeat, and defended him. But I guess you were right, at Debbie Jones 1459. If he wanted to stick it to the man, as I put it, he indeed should have declined the induction, not accept it, have a little cry, then go on as if everything he thought was standing for is all hunky-dory now. Just a fucking idiot. What else? Jordan Fish of Bring Me the Horizon gave me a little chuckle today. He said he'd love to take the orchestra show they did on tour. I mean, who the fuck do they think they are? They're nowhere near Metallica status. It's absolutely absurd. And I couldn't even get myself through the video with all the people in the crowd clapping along completely out of time. It was not good. So I would not like to see that. Next. This is a good one. Five Finger Death Punch being sued by their own label, apparently due to the lead singer being an alcoholic. I don't quite know how that works, but good. I don't really give a fuck. One of the guitarists is Zoltan. Fucking ridiculous name. He endorses Trump. Donald Trump, anyway, so fuck them. And last but not least, Hayley Williams. I'm sure you all know she's launched her hair dye company called Good Dye Young. Very clever. I see what you did there. Has anyone seen the behind-the-scenes video of their promo shoots? It's absolutely ridiculous. These girls just saying, I've written down some quotes here because they were hilarious. It's really fun to have a different hairstyle because you're just like a different person and you act like whatever you want or be whoever you want. And even better, I think people who dye their hair, I immediately want to be their friend. What? I'm just preying on the young, stupid people that just want to have funky hair. I think it's ridiculous. Anyway, I think that's probably enough random for me. I could probably go on for a bit longer. But now, as I said, although Key is poorly today, he is in fact here in audio form. He caught up with a guy called Orion, the singer of a really good band called City of Ashes, who are just back from touring with Yashin, of all people, and have some exciting things going on now and in the near future. So without further ado, here is said interview.
So this week I've been catching up with another fantastic, beautiful unsigned act who I'm shocked that they're not signed yet. I am joined by City of Ashes lead singer Orion.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, man?
Very, very good. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thank you very much. You had a good week so far?
Fantastic, actually. We're very busy. We're getting ready to head out on tour next week. So we're all excited and very keen for it.
Excellent. Yeah, I was going to mention that. You are, first of all, you've just finished a tour with Yashin, haven't you? You were supporting Yashin for a few dates. How did that go? Was that enjoyable? Was it a good...
Honestly, for a band like us, that was absolutely a dream come true. We got an email, and always to us, we thought these tours, you know, they're deals with labels and with management and other things, you know. And of course, Yashin being as large an act as they are, we got an email just saying from their booking agent, just saying they want you. Do you want to go out and tour with them? We honestly couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, believe it because it happened, and obviously it's because you are so damn good. I'm a big fan of your new single.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, no, and that's not like me trying to be patronizing, because I'm a very honest guy, but it's a really I think it's just it's I find it quite soothing. It's a very sort of like, you know melodic track, and it's obviously credit to you. So
thank you so much.
Fair play. And for those that don't know, it's called Battles of Youth, of My Youth, sorry, isn't it? The new single.
It is indeed, yeah.
And that's off your new album called Rise.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And you were mentioning...
Go on, sorry.
You were saying...
I was saying it just came out a couple of weeks ago now.
And you were mentioning before that you've had a very sort of like positive feedback and reception for it.
Honestly, we're so pleased. It's been a couple of years in the making. It's all self-funded. Myself and my brother, who played guitar in the band, funded the whole thing. So it took a while.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a labor of love. We're just so incredibly pleased that it's being received as well as it has been.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? My listeners may get a bit bored of me saying this, but I'm a huge fan of just people's just sort of like passion and effort with such, you know, the delivery is excellent. And for me, what I find really, really endearing is the perseverance that people have to endure with, you know, trying to get somewhere in the industry. And, you know, you said it's a couple of years in the making, and you obviously, I mean, with 20,000 views, I think it was, wasn't it, on the YouTube for this video, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's the single since it came out, I think about 2 months ago, give or take.
Yeah.
We can't believe it. It's to see that sort of reaction when you've waited so long to see it. I think this was the second track we wrote for the album, and as we're recording it, you know, it was kind of all right, and the guys were saying, oh, it's, you know, the other boys in the band were saying, it's not that bad, and I was saying, no, this is great, it's going to be a lead single, it's going to be fantastic. And it wasn't until that moment where I'd always had this vision that we'd get some wonderful singers to come in and sing it with me through the chorus and such.
Uh-huh.
And we did that, and the whole thing came to life, and I think myself and our bass player, and two of the people that came to sing on it were riding back in the car that evening, listening to it sort of very old school on the stereo, and people started bursting into tears and thought, this is it, you know, if we can get this reaction from a single, we've done what we hoped we could do with it.
I mean, that says it all for me. I mean, bursting into tears is just, that is, what more, it's almost like a tribute, isn't it? That's a real sort of like, it's a perfect reaction in a way, because it all your hard work has paid off, and to get that kind of reaction is just priceless, and I'm very happy for you, because
thank you so much.
You know, it's things like this that make you realize that, you know, hard work does pay off. And you know, you, as I was saying before, like, to support Yashin's a big deal, but the tour you're going on now is as I understand, you're going to be, how do you describe it? Like, you're swapping the headlining?
Well, yeah, it's a co-headliner.
Yeah.
So it's ourselves and a London band called Best of Enemies, who are very sweet. They came out to our release show in London. That would have been last weekend,
uh-huh,
if I'm right in saying. Sorry, not this weekend, gone, the one before.
Yeah,
beginning
yeah, yeah.
of April.
Uh-huh.
They're very sweet guys, wonderful people, and a fantastic band. So we're essentially going out with them. It's billed as a co-headline. Obviously, we'll head up our local show, the Brighton one, and they'll head up theirs in London.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I was going to say.
And the others will be split.
Yeah, because you're playing, we pretty much playing the top to the bottom of the UK, minus Scotland. You're going as far as Newcastle down to Brighton, which is, as you said, your hometown.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to the hometown gig?
Oh, it's going to be great fun. It's always really good fun, and it's going to be wonderful as well, because, as I mentioned to you, we got some wonderful singers in to come and sing on this record with me,
uh-huh,
through the choruses and such. And some of those singers, we had Tom from a band called A Mouthful of Matches, who'll be playing with us in the Manchester show, and Amber from a band called 5.8, who'll be playing with us down at the Brighton show. So in that sense, it's going to be very special as well to see those people back together, you know.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, the thing is, after speaking to bands like yourself, you make a lot of friends on tour, don't you? And it's lovely to be able
to... You
really
do.
Yeah, and because, you know, you're all in the same boat and you're all working hard. And the thing is, when you make that connection, you help each other out. And that's fantastic. And especially when you're going to be, you know, it can be tiring, can't it, on the road? So...
Oh, exhausting. I mean, you get... we'll get, you know... Particularly myself, I'm a bit of an insomniac, so I'll tend to, so we get to a travel lodge or wherever we're going to crash that particular night, about sort of 1 or 2 in the morning sometimes, and then I'll be up again at 6, taking care of the emails and social media for the band and all the things we have to catch up on. So I think I drive the other guys a little bit insane, God bless them, if they're trying to get a bit more sleep, but needs must.
Well, if I'm going to be truthful here, I love your passion and enthusiasm, but with regards to the podcast, Adam is like that. He is the guy that is on the sort of like constantly on the computer, and I'm more of a, not relaxed, but I tend not to be. But we need it. You need that combination, don't you?
You need it. You do, absolutely. And we've got, you know, we're a bizarre mix of individuals within the band ourselves, you know. I'd be the, as you said, like your Adam, did you say?
Yeah.
You know, that I'll be the one that goes mental with all these crazy ideas that have to come out in the work and in the performances and just mental stuff. Like last weekend at the launch shows, we had sort of CO2 cannons and confetti cannons and crazy lights and wonderful sound systems brought in.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then, you know, equally we'll have some of the other guys who balance me out with their comparative chilledness while I'm, you know, about ready to have a heart attack.
Well, you know what? It's like the yin and the yang, isn't it? You've got to have the combination of it all.
It's necessary, isn't it? You need to, if there wasn't a nutcase like me, we'd never get on tour. And vice versa, if it wasn't for them, I would have had a heart attack long ago.
Yeah. So that's kind of a similar relationship I have with Adam. He probably would be a bit more sort of vocal about it as well. But I think you mentioned to me before that you're also playing up in Yorkshire as well, aren't you, soon?
We are, yeah. Next month. It's the only date I think we're doing in May, which is going to be sort of a nice thing for us just to build up to a single date as opposed to trying to promote a great many dates across the month. We're doing the Upload Festival in Wakefield.
Oh, excellent. So I'm sure like we'll definitely be promoting that closer to the time, but that'd be fantastic. And hopefully we might be able to catch up with you there as well.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. I'm a big believer in, it's lovely to speak to people on the phone and via the old internet machine, but it's even better to meet in person. So I'd be definitely trying to arrange that.
I mean, that's, as you mentioned, you know, going on tour with bands, that's where your relationships are made, isn't it?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I know I have my own personal opinions on this, but if for anyone who is not familiar with City of Ashes, what would you describe your sound as? If anything.
Well, it's a difficult one. You know, it seems to change. You know, every time you put out a new single, people will go, oh, they're exactly like this band. You know, and but that band that they compare you to will wildly change as you go single by single.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the ones we get, particularly with this new single we've had, you know, and the new record as a whole, we've had 30 Seconds to Mars quite a lot. We've had the Finnish band, The Rasmus. We've had the American band, Thursday. So it's a really eclectic, bizarre mix that we get compared to. But I kind of, maybe through my own naivety, like to think that even through the different styles that we go through and we experiment with, that we still have our own voice, if you see what I mean.
No, and that's the thing. I don't like to, and I'm... never would patronize anybody. The thing is, like, when you compare other bands with other bands, it's very obviously loose, but you are very unique in your own way. But the one thing I definitely would say that you have in spades is emotion. You know what I mean? Like, I know that's a very sort of broad word, but you know, if you're being compared to bands like 30 Seconds to Mars, and that in itself is atmospheric, and that, you know, it brings a real sort of like, yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's everything to me, because my background is acting. I went through film school, and the thing I've always been obsessed with myself is storytelling.
Yeah,
and that's the beautiful, most important thing in the world to me. Every single song has to be about how do we tell the story, and I'll be sort of obsessive to a fault on it. And, you know, then in the wider scope, which becomes, of course, harder as you have more and more tracks, it becomes how do we gel these tracks into a cohesive sort of story in their own right. So I'm as I say, obsessive to a fault on it, and I'm sure I drive the other guys dangerously insane.
But you know what, though, it comes across in your music, and I like that. And I was saying, because like storytelling is fantastic, but as I said, like, you can tell that it, you know, there is a lot of substance and depth to this, which is
thank you so much.
Which is kudos to you, man. I'm a very sort of like suitably impressed, shall we say. So it's excellent.
I really appreciate
that. I always love to, and as maybe it drives my sort of listeners insane, but I never shut the hell up. But if I love something, I'm passionate, and I will go on and on about it. And I will be going about you and the boys for quite a while now, because I really think that this is going to go somewhere. And if not, then, you know, people are missing out. But, you know, you do deserve it, and fair play to you. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to leave you to it. But I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you, but I have a couple of, say, silly questions to ask you. Which some of us have our own opinions on, and some of us are a bit impartial. But are you aware of the band called Baby Metal?
Yes, I am.
What is your opinion on the Baby Metal scene?
Well, do you know, I must say, I only know some of the singles that have come out. I haven't made it to listen to the albums yet, which, of course, as you'll know yourself, is huge. You know, such a body of work artists do that is not appreciated because people don't listen to the whole album.
Yeah, but, definitely.
What I do love about what I've seen from them is the theatricality. And I'm always one for finding the positive, and that's, you know, I love the incredible theatricality of the performances. If I was in a position to have the funding to be doing that every show right now, I'm sure I would be, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And that's huge. I think so much, particularly on the lower levels, sometimes because of the cost and sometimes because of the level of effort involved, the desire to make things as crazy and interesting as possible, you know, in terms of staging and showmanship, can be kind of lost a little bit.
Definitely. If you have the funds, as you said, you can make the production of a show epic, can't you, really?
Oh, absolutely. But even without that, you know, there's some wonderful things that we like to do, that some friends of ours like to do with, you know, we've had loads of friends come and throw out balloons during shows and crazy stuff like that. There are things people can do that I think sometimes are a little lost. So in that element of Baby Metal, I find really exciting.
Dude, I am so happy you said that, because I'm exactly the same as you. It is all about the show for me. And I think kind of that's their USP, isn't it, really? Regardless of what you think of the music per se.
Well, we call it show business, don't we?
The what, sorry?
We call it show business.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And here's an interesting one. What are your thoughts on pineapple on pizza?
Honestly, I may make some enemies here. I am not a fan.
Dude, you're not going to make any enemies, because I'm exactly the same. I think it should be banned.
I'm not a fan.
Neither am I.
You know, my favourite pizza, I'm vegetarian, so
yeah.
My favourite pizza is Fiorentina, which is like olives and spinach and egg on pizza.
Beautiful.
I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, good man. But pineapple on the pizza is inherently wrong. And I can't
deal with it. That's for a fruit cup, you know?
So here, dude. And I promise you, this is the last question I'm going to ask you now, because I know that you are a busy man. Now, this is a very general, broad area, and it's kind of difficult to sort of like narrow it down, but we'll try our best. But given the opportunity, would you and the boys sell out, in inverted commas? And by that, I mean, like, would you go against your your creative and artist integrity to make music to please a record label?
Sure, I don't think you can, really. I think, ultimately, and it's just my opinion, other people would disagree, I think if you're making music that you care about and that you're, you know, as you spoke about the emotionality and things like that, I think that's what communicates with people. That's what people then feel empathy with and are able to impress their own experience on and things like that. Because, of course, the human experience, person to person, is not that different. We all have the same sort of sadness and joy and pain and love and all these things. So I kind of feel like if you make music that's honest and you really are prepared to sort of bare your soul in it, then I think that music will be appealing to record labels and to people, is my feeling. But sure, I'm sure I'm going to meet somebody in my career that's going to vastly disagree with that.
Funnily enough, I love what you said there, and that's not the funny part, but the thing is, what's fascinating is that nearly everyone I've spoken to has given a similar response to you, which is so lovely and refreshing to hear.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've spoken to...
Perhaps this is maybe why, you know, ourselves and some of the other people you've spoken to remain unsigned. Maybe we know something that Sony doesn't, I don't know.
There is such a thing as following your dreams, but also being integral about it as well. So,
you got to go out to do the things that you care about doing, really. And I like to think that's what's got us to this point, you know, whatever itch that's perceived to be so far. We're enormously proud of this record. And as you said, I hope that comes across, you know, certainly to more than just yourself. Obviously, it's been selling really well and we're so pleased about it. But, you know, I hope that not just for ourselves, but for other people producing this kind of music, this very honest, very raw, emotional music, that it gets the recognition that I think ultimately is good for the industry and for perhaps society in some sense, which may sound, I don't know, over the top, I don't know.
No, not at all. I would say I applaud you for that, and I'd say thank you so much, as with the other acts, but... you know, it's people like yourselves that are the salt of the earth, and essentially, you know, you're good enough. So I think, you know, perseverance is a big thing, and I think, you know, but you know what's lovely as well, you're enjoying it as well, so that's a big part of it as well, which
absolutely
is fantastic.
It's a labor of love. You've got to do it because you love it.
Absolutely. So look, thank you so much for joining me for this quick
Thank
interview.
You for having me, Kieran.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And as I said, it'll be lovely to catch up with you and the boys in Yorkshire.
I believe, I could be wrong. I think Upload Festival is maybe May 14th.
Okay, cool.
And please God, if it is, that's when we'll be in Wakefield. So it'll be fantastic to see you.
Absolutely, dude, absolutely. So thank you again. Enjoy your weekend. And
I will do my utmost, and you?
Thank you very much. And I will be speaking to you, no doubt, very soon. And we will be showcasing your new single on the podcast as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the support.
So that was the singer Orion of City of Ashes. They're currently on tour at the moment. If you're listening from Newcastle, you can catch them tonight at the Think Tank. Tomorrow, they're playing the Artmar in Manchester. Then on the 29th, they're playing Latest Music Bar in Brighton, and then they're playing Sumo in Leicester on the 30th. So you should definitely go check them out because they're really good. You can catch them on Twitter at City of Ashes and Facebook / City of Ashes Band. And as always, we will play you out with a song, which is by City of Ashes, and it's a song called Battle of My Youth. Enjoy.